Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
These are some of the places Peter Greenberg has been.
Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.
Good morning, Peter. They're playing your song. How are you?
I can hear it. Yes, thank you.
I heard your report earlier this morning about frequent flyer miles. So what's the story on that? You're saying that now is a good time to redeem them?
Absolutely. There's tremendous capacity between now and 330 days from now on flights or destinations that you normally wouldn't even be able to get last year or the year before. Remember, the airlines are flying a lot of empty planes. The only reason why they're making any money at all is for cargo, not for passengers. So you can look ahead, and as long as you're booking out to like 330 days out, not only get great seats, but in many cases, redeem miles at a lower redemption level.
Well, listen, you're the go-to guy for any travel news, so I want to check something out with you. I saw the Wall Street Journal listing their predictions for travel this year, and I want your opinion on this, because I trust Peter Greenberg, not the Wall Street Journal. So, number one in this column was, get ready for prices to zigzag. True?
Correct. Absolutely correct, because the airlines have taken all their algorithms that usually would project demand and allow them to control pricing, and they've thrown them out. Because there's no model anymore. So they're throwing stuff up against the wall. I've seen airfares from Florida to New York at $18. I've also seen a business class ticket from New York to Sao Paulo, business class, for $467. That's unheard of. So at the same time, if you're looking at some flights maybe 2 months from now, when the airlines are projecting travel to come back, they might be, you know, going up. So they're just throwing stuff against the wall. You just have to be a very shrewd consumer and check the websites hourly, and you'll find great deals.
Another forecast, health records become a standard part of flying. Are we going to see that soon?
Oh, it's already starting to happen. My prediction is very, very much in sync with what the Wall Street Journal is saying, and that is you will see airlines, hotels, cruise lines, just about everybody in the travel industry at the private sector level start saying, if you want to get on our flight, you're going to have to show proof of vaccination. You'll see this in the cruise lines. It'll be led by the private sector. It'll probably be a separate document. Could be electronic. Could be something you physically carry with you that can be electronically updated with universally accepted readers, so they at every touch point in your trip, ultimately you'll be using it to go to the grocery store. But bottom line is, it's coming.
And are they going to require you to show something that indicates you've been vaccinated or that you've tested negative for the virus?
Oh, both, absolutely.
And the recovery starts closer to home, another one of the predictions I'm reading here. So that means we're going to see domestic travel coming back soon?
The rebound, which will be explosive in travel, will be domestic travel, and it will start closer to home. I like to call them one-tank trips, places where you can go and return in less than one tank of gas, and then it will expand beyond that as people get more comfortable. But international travel is going to be basically down and stay down for the rest of this year. Business travel, probably the same. Meetings and conventions travel, probably dead until 2022, 2023. But domestic leisure travel, fasten your seatbelt. It's about to explode.
And what's going to happen with the cruise lines?
Well, the cruise lines have slid a lot of their departures even further back now. They were delayed first through last November, then December. Now many of them are saying they're not going to sail till May, June, or July. I'm guessing July. But remember what I said earlier about that passport vaccination or that vaccination passport. I truly believe that that's what's going to be your price of admission to get on a cruise, to show proof of vaccination. And at the same time, and this is all across the travel board, we're not going to stop wearing masks. That'll be probably for the next year. And we're not going to stop testing. But if you want to get on the ship, you're going to have to get vaccinated.
Now, I know American Airlines does not charge you anything if you're changing your flight. There's no penalty fee. Are all the airlines doing that, and will they for the foreseeable future?
Well, United Airlines started this right in Chicago and saying, we're permanently eliminating the draconian ticket change fee. I worry about the word permanently because they may just call it something else down the road. But for the moment, all the other airlines have followed suit. And as long as you, you know, in the old days, if you wanted to change your flight, the cost of the ticket change fee in many cases eclipsed the actual cost of the original ticket. So you were underwater. Now, you're not going to have that problem. And in some cases, some airlines have actually made all their tickets fully refundable, which is even better.
Based on what experts like you have been saying, the airplanes themselves, they're doing a pretty good job with the air filtration system and so forth and so on. But navigating through the airport, especially when you're going through security, can be problematic. So TSA PreCheck is more important than ever. And if you sign up for that, and I imagine you still can, how long is that good for, and what does it cost? I forgot.
It's about $85, but you could also sign up for another service called Clear, which you have in Chicago, by the way, which also makes it a better deal in many cases where the TSA lines, even for PreCheck, are longer. It's a great deal, but here's the other thing that people don't realize. You want to do social distancing? Well, you know what gate your flight is leaving from, but if you get there early, why would you go to that gate and stand around 3 feet away from everybody else? Go to another gate that's empty, wait there, and then go to your gate 15 to 20 minutes before they're going to call the flight.
All the travel news you need to know on the radio between 1 and 4 Saturday afternoon here on WGN. Peter Greenberg, Eye on Travel. It's a fun show, and it's very informative, and it's hosted by Peter Greenberg. Always good to talk to you, Peter.
And Happy New Year, sir.
Same to you.